Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. This show is brought to you by our patrons at patreon.com/ElderScrollsLoreCast.
Robots Radio presents
The Elder Scrolls LoreCast.
Welcome to The Elder Scrolls LoreCast, a place where the Elder Scrolls community can come together to discuss the boundaries of our knowledge about the universe of The Elder Scrolls.
Adventurers, welcome back to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. It is the end of the month, which means it is time for another one of our patron chats. And I'm your host, Tom or Robots, and I am here as usual with my co-host, Lotus of Doom. Lotus, how you doing, buddy?
I'm pretty well.
Good. Welcome back. I think we have
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for being here. I think we have a really fun topic for today, but we'll get into that in just a minute. Let's welcome our patrons. We have three of our tier four or higher patrons this week. Bribwan is back. Bribwan, how's it going?
And it's Girl Scout cookie season, so I might be chowing on some Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, I may or may not have already eaten six of the Thin Mints today.
I bought 9 boxes.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Well, good luck with that, buddy.
This is important. What's the chocolate one with like the coconut? What are
the Samoas? The one I just showed you.
Yeah, the purple box.
Okay, so even you picked the right one. Those are like crack.
No. Oh my god. No, coconut's not good.
It is in Girl Scout cookie form.
No,
I'm not a big fan of coconut, but and that cookie, it is. Delicious.
All right.
Well, you shoot it directly into my veins. It's fine.
Oh, you guys, you do you. You guys do you.
Derailed us already.
Yeah, derailed us. Hey, that's what these episodes are for. They're for having fun and having a good conversation and enjoying getting to talk with you guys. So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, we could talk about Girl Scout cookies for an hour and a half. Like, I'm totally fine with that. But we probably won't be doing that today. And I have some other people to introduce. Kung Fu Kangaroo is back. Welcome, Kung Fu Kangaroo. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Tom?
Good. Yeah, Thin Mints all the way. I see your comment in chat there.
Yes, Thin Mints all the way. We just got some Girl Scout cookies like maybe a week ago, and I think we got like 8 boxes, right? Yeah,
man,
we got like something like 8 boxes.
You guys are stocking. Everyone's stocking up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Buddy Destiny in chat says +1 for Samoas. We're going to have a Thin Mints Samoas battle here at some point. And then we have joining us Sea Chaser. Welcome, Sea Chaser. How you doing?
Hello, I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
Good. And we found out during the pre-chat that you're all the way from Alaska. You live on almost like the other side of the world from where most of us are.
Yeah,
right.
True Skyrim of America.
The Skyrim of America.
For sure.
Yeah. Do you have like giants that walk around up there? I don't even know.
If perhaps
mammoths,
you know,
perhaps
maybe.
Nice. Well,
and, thin mints are where it's at.
Yeah, Thin Mints. Team Thin Mints.
Oh no.
Yes.
But I'm on a diet right now, so you know it's fine.
Well, there's 5 of us here: Kung Fu, Thin Mints, or Samoas. He's unmuting. This is an important question. We're going to wait for the answer on this.
This is a tiebreaker, right
this
here.
This is a tiebreaker.
He just lost audio.
He's just totally. Are you there? Can you hear us?
If he was going to
vote. He's having problems. Oh, no.
If he was going to vote Thin Mints, I cut his mic.
Oh, no. Okay.
Thin Mints.
Yeah, I think he said Thin Mints in chat. I just want to know if like the official on, you know, in on voice. Anyway, we'll just go with it. We'll just take that as being official. Meaning that it's better than Samoas. Anyway, let's move on. Let's welcome to those of you in chat. We are back to our regular time, 9 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays. And you guys are here to chat with us as well. And this week, we are going to dive into what I think is a really cool question. We know about the Fallout TV series that's coming. And there is some speculation around an Elder Scrolls show of some sort. But what if they were to create a movie? What if there was an Elder Scrolls movie, whether it's like Skyrim the movie or something like that? How would you do that? Or what would you want to see? Or what would you expect to see? That's going to be the conversation this week. So I'm just going to throw that out there. And whoever would like to start is welcome to start. Bribwan or Sea Chaser, either of you have a... And you feel like going first?
Sea Chaser, this was his topic that he brought up, so he should have the honors.
Yeah, yeah. I know you had some thoughts on this, Sea Chaser. You want to kick us off?
Yeah, so I've been thinking for a while. I saw a post a while back talking about like the story of the Dragonborn or whatever, saying that someone thought that Serana is supposed to be like the wife of the Dragonborn or whatever. So that got me thinking about like what would happen if they did make Skyrim into a movie. How would they cast things? Because there's all the different races and then the genders between the two races too.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, for a while, I was thinking like, yeah, the Dragonborn should be a Nord, right? Because it's Skyrim, that's where the Nords are.
Right, and in most of the artwork, the Dovahkiin in the artwork is a Nord, right?
But then I was playing Skyrim the other day. I was trying to find the point where the Dragonborn got arrested and everything. And we know that the other criminals, Ulfric and the other Stormcloaks, all got caught around Darkwater Crossing, I think was what it was. And so, yeah, I was reading, like, the Skyrim came over from Cyrodiil. It's like, so I was thinking, what if the Dragonborn should be an Imperial?
Mm-hmm.
So I found like three key reasons that sort of support that. First one being was he was coming over from Cyrodiil, from the Empire.
Right, crossing the border in the south. Sure.
Yeah, crossing the border, right? That was one reason. And the second reason was the fact that he is a Dragonborn. That's probably not enough to sort of support it. Sure.
Right. But what you're saying is many of the emperors in Cyrodiil were Dragonborn emperors, and so therefore there may be some sort of connection there genetically or whatever.
Yeah, genetically speaking, maybe. Mm-hmm. And my last one, it's sort of the way a character worded something. If you choose the Imperial path in the Skyrim Civil War, which is what I did, there's a Imperial soldier you talk to, and he said, oh, you're from the Empire. He said you mentioned something about coming over from the Cyrodiil to Skyrim, and he said, how are things back home? Which isn't quite enough to base anything on, but it was sort of the way he said it too.
Okay. So meaning more than just that was his home, more like that, this is our home, like the assumption of the home of the other person as well.
Yeah. It's just sort of the way he said it.
I could kind of see that actually.
Yeah. I mean, it would make sense. The characters that we know are Dragonborn are often Imperial families or leaders. Talos, Tiber Septim being the first of the emperors, Dragonborn emperor. Well, not really.
Dragonborn emperor.
I mean, this is weird because the Alessian stuff comes before that, right? That's before all of that. And then you have the ancestry that goes all the way back to the Alessian dynasty or whatever you want to call it. But then you have Tiber Septim, who was a Nord originally, and there's a lot of speculative stuff. Was he Kelovian, or is he actually the representation of three different people in one? Like, if there's, how does the myth actually match with the facts of the man? There's all that stuff. So if you put that stuff aside, then Imperial would be the most likely. But it also raises the question about, like, what about if you create a character in the game and you're a Dragonborn and you're a Khajiit or an Argonian or, an elf? Like, how does that makes sense from a lore standpoint. Like, do we have representations of other races outside of the Mannish races being dragonborn outside of Skyrim?
I don't think they've ever mentioned anything about any beast races being dragonborn. I don't, or elf for that matter. I'm not sure that they've said anything along those.
Is there a record of like historical dragonborn?
I don't know. That's a really good question. It's not something I've ever searched before. If you guys want to, you know, search some of the stuff while we chat about it, you're welcome to. Like list of all dragonborns, Elder Scrolls lists of all dragonborn.
Well, the first thing I'm curious on as a result of this is what race is Mirak?
He
to him pretty much. So like,
didn't he claim to be the first dragonborn too?
Yes, he's claimed to be the first dragonborn. So that's why I'm like, what is a Mirak?
Yeah, what is a Mirak? Well, chances are he was of either Nordic or Nedic.
Yeah,
stock. You know, being that he lived up in that area, unless he was like, I mean, was he a disguised elf?
You know, because he's on Solstheim, which is in part of Morrowind.
Right. I mean, he could have been.
Never mind. The answer is actually much less thrilling than we would hope. He's a Nord.
No, it's just just an answer for this.
There's just an answer for this because it's in the coding to the game. He is a Nord program.
Ah, yeah. Race Nord male. Well, there you go. That's,
I was like, the best way to do this is immediately look up the coding to the game. And the coding is he's Nord male ID DLC to the Mirak race.
The Mirak race.
So he's just got his own classification of Nord.
Well, you know,
now we now have a whole nother race of people to talk about.
There you go. Yeah. Now that this isn't 100% definitive, because sometimes the stuff in the code is just filler for being able to use a certain body shape or whatever.
Exactly. Sometimes it could just be attached to making something a specific voice, and it's easier to do that based on like, oh, well, we just need to make it this. So this, but
right. But yeah, chances are Nord would make sense.
Yeah,
there is the Blades Temple in Skyrim that might have some information.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah. So let's, this is some really cool speculation. This is definitely some interesting things to consider. So if you were creating a movie, let's go back to the movie aspect of this. You're creating Skyrim the movie, and you have either a Nordic or a Nord or Imperial Dragonborn. And then you have the movie set up. Have you thought about, like, you kind of talked about this a little bit, like, who would you cast as the character? Like, have you thought about, like, actors to portray the Dragonborn in a Skyrim movie? Like, where would you go with that?
I actually haven't thought of that, but I could see, like, Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
That's the Dragonborn.
That would be amazing. That would be phenomenal.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought that far. I saw someone else make a comment about that. I was like, oh, I should think about that. I didn't think about it. So, yeah, I'm not really sure who should play. So,
yeah. Well, let's open this up to everyone else. So, you guys have any other speculation on who would play the Dragonborn? Any thoughts on this?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got
you back.
Sweet. I think I see Russell Crowe in the chat. That's hilarious.
Oh God.
So I think like Clive Owen or Sam Worthington might make a pretty good Dragonborn, depending on, you know, of course, what race you want to make the Dragonborn. And granted, with some of the beast races, there's going to involve a lot of makeup. But you know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to picture a Skyrim movie with a Dragonborn character being. I would almost want the Dragonborn character to be a tertiary character, like someone that kind of shows up mysteriously in the background, but have the focus of the movie be somebody else, because they're unvoiced, right? It would be like creating a movie for like The Legend of Zelda and having somebody play Link and have them talk. That would be weird.
Yeah. So yeah, I play an orc in Skyrim, so I can't really think of anyone who I would choose to play like an orc, but
yeah, you could always get somebody like Ron Perlman I mean, he plays thinking, monster-y looking stuff for pretty well.
Human, thinking to play as a human just doesn't work with how I play. So it just
right
confuses me.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is that like everybody has their version of the Dovahkiin, right? So to put that in the movie as a definitive like look or person or even gender would be
yeah.
a little bit alarming. It would be really cool to have if you were to do a Skyrim movie and have it focused around, say, somebody like, I don't know, the Dragon Guard or, you know, Lydia or the companions or like some other group. Right. That is like actively mm-hmm. or, you know, or even from the perspective of the what are their names? The people that are against the Imperials invading their land, the Stormcloaks, like have it from the perspective of the Stormcloaks. And that being like the guise of the movie is this Stormcloaks versus Imperials thing. But then as the movie goes, it becomes way more interesting with the Thalmor. And then these amazing things happening, like halfway through the movie, all of a sudden dragons show up and you're like, oh my God. And in the distance, you see a human figure shrouded in some sort of armor where you can't see their face. And they jump on top of the dragon and like stab it through the head and then suck its soul out. And then they disappear. And everyone's like, what was that? And the Dragonborn is this like character that's always kind of off in the distance, making things happen. But is
what about like the aftermath of the Skyrim game? Like,
that's a good question.
Like the Civil War still going on. They could be talking about the Dragonborn as someone who existed and they don't know what happened to him or her to them.
Yeah.
And they've got to deal with sort of like the Civil War still happening. And if depending on who wins that, which it should be the Imperials.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, who knows? Like, that's the thing is that we don't know what the canon ending is of the game. Plus, you could use a movie like this to span the gap between this and whatever the next Elder Scrolls game is and yeah, whatever's happening with that.
It should be the Imperials because the Stormcloaks are just the worst.
Okay. We can have a debate about that,
I'm going to second that. The Stormcloaks are the worst. The Imperials should be winning this.
Have you seen Windhelm when Ulfric is in charge?
Yeah. Ulfric's his own problem of, you know, possibly not being all Ulfric is cracked up to be, but that's a topic for a different day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Puppet. He's no one.
Well, this is a really cool topic. I think it would be really neat to see a movie based in and around the events of Skyrim in some way. But why don't we go ahead and move on? Ribbon or Kung Fu Kangaroo? Do either of you guys want to go next? Do you have thoughts on like an Elder Scrolls movie or what you would do? Or yeah, Kung Fu.
So
go for it.
I kind of made a joke last week when we were talking about this in the Discord, and I said that I was going to come prepared with my notes. I wasn't kidding. So this was going to come as a great surprise to everyone that if I were going to make an Elder Scrolls game into a movie, it would be Morrowind. And so I know that Lotus is very familiar with Morrowind. I know, Tom, you're somewhat familiar with Morrowind. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Bribwan and Sea Chaser are. No? Okay, so you might...
I don't care about spoilers.
You might not have that much input on my casting decision. But my casting choice is... So for the Tribunal, like this was like one of my favorite things to think about. I think for the Tribunal, Paul Bettany would make a great Soth the Sil. If you guys know who Paul Bettany is.
Yeah. He plays a Vision. Yeah.
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 I think Paul Bettany would make a great Soth the Sil. I think Rachel Weisz is like the only choice for Almalexia.
Okay.
Rachel Weisz for Almalexia. And then I'm kind of stuck on Vivek. I think I would make Vivek Idris Elba. If you know who that is.
Oh, and shave his head?
Idris Elba is going to be the actor of my film as well.
So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I'm stuck between him
and Benedict Cumberbatch for Vivek.
Vivek
is like, you know, the warrior poet. So it's, do you go more authoritative or do you go more inquisitive?
I think you have to go. I think you have to go. So my thoughts on Vivek is you have to go with somebody who is like fair, like not necessarily fair, like light skinned, but like a male who isn't overly masculine, because he's kind of that mix of, he's kind of that ambiguous, like both male, both female kind of thing. You have to go with somebody who's a kind either an effeminate man or a masculine woman who's kind of that kind of in between kind of look. You know what I'm saying?
I think Benedict Cumberbatch sounds like a great fit for that role.
And, or you could go really off the wall, right? And then you could like take half of one actor.
Oh my god, you can CG them together.
Half of another actor.
Oh
yeah.
What about Tom Holland for Vivek? Is he sort of
I think he's too young. Yeah, I think you need someone older, honestly, because he's that. Because Vivek is like several hundred years old, right?
Right.
I don't know.
He's kind of wise. He has that like feeling of like wisdom, sort of thing going on, even if he doesn't look old.
My personal favorite casting choice for Dagoth Ur is, and because the face doesn't matter because he's wearing a mask, you know. So right. Dagoth Ur, and I know the voice in the game was very deep, but I think Ben Kingsley would make a great Dagoth Ur because he could make that compelling argument to the viewers, like trying to kind of corrupt their sense of what's right and wrong. It's just my opinion.
Yeah.
But, and for the player character, Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
Hugh Jackman.
As in Nerevarine?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. And what would he be, a Dunmer? Would it be like a Dunmer?
I was thinking Dunmer for the Nerevarine. Yeah.
Oh man, can you imagine him with like ashen skin and like red eyes and pointy ears?
It'd be a new look for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it would be funny.
What do you guys think?
I feel like Lotus has opinions about this, but maybe I'm wrong.
All right. I do, but it's different than you guys because you were all much more adept at movies. I am a terrible movie buff. I barely watch TV.
He watches one show. Everybody should be acted by just people who have been in Supernatural. It's the only show he watches.
I literally was looking up most of these names as you were saying them because I had no clue who these people were. However, what I would suggest is actually not having this be live action at all. This should be either CG or like almost like a cartoon's not really the right word, but like animated.
Anime?
Yeah, because they did it with, my cousin showed it to me. Oh, Castlevania.
Yeah.
Came across.
Yeah.
So I could see either that or a really high budget type of production to a CG thing. The way they do these blur trailers, they always look amazing for the, you know, ESO. It's like, could you imagine them like making a full Morrowind movie or Skyrim movie like that? Then comes the situation of, you know, this would be much more where you all come in as who would voice these people to make them actually fit. But like, I think the trying to get people to, I mean, there's not even that many concrete designs to a lot of these characters, but I feel like casting to these characters would be rough to say the least, especially with, it's bad enough if you're one of the like humanoid or mer races, but then, you know, you've got people like Vivek where you're split in half on what I got to imagine that would look awkward as hell if you just did it with like face paint or something like that. Whereas like if you drew it in or did it with a CG thing, it'd probably come across way better. And then it, you know, that's when the fine tuning of like, okay, who voices these people best? And, you know, ESO does some good jobs with them, but I'm sure that they could have some really great voice actors for that, but that's not my specialty. I would like more of the animated style of it than the I don't know. It yeah. feels like they wouldn't be able to do what The Witcher did type of thing, because it's still low fantasy mostly, but it's high fantasy enough that you're going to have some weirdnesses that are probably not going to make the transition all that well without coming across real corny or cheesy.
It's hard to have main characters that are that look distinctly non-human.
Yeah.
That is difficult.
You could get the original voice actors from the games animated show.
That's true.
That's potential as well, just because some of them are pretty memorable with it. Like Vivek has a pretty unique voice to him, and it hasn't even always been the same actor, whoever that is. I don't know, but it's like, or we could just have Wes Johnson do everything because Wes Johnson's great.
So I have another question then. If we're going to do Morrowind, the movie, do you think you could fit that story in one movie?
Hell no.
Absolutely not. You would have to do like a series at least, right? Like a 6 or 8 episode Netflix series in order to fit it all in.
You could do like a mini series. So here's my thing though, I guess on that note, I don't know if this would come across as an unpopular opinion or not, but I actually think with how rich the stories that we've never played in games are, they should tackle a side story, not a main plot point we've played through in the games. Like, we shouldn't do the plot of Morrowind or Oblivion or Skyrim. We could do any one of the other scenarios that we hear about, like the Argonian, you know, going off, we'll say, you know, with 4, when the Argonians plow into the Oblivion gates to shut it down. We've never actually seen that. It's just stories. You've got books all over the place talking about all these scenarios, you know, the A Dance in Fire. It's like 9 books long. It's a story about something that happened in the game. You could turn that into its own thing. Like,
since the dawn of time, there have been storytellers who teach through their stories. These myths give rise to fundamental truths, and these truths shape our collective experience. Yet these myths are not something of the past, and today they engage us more fully in the story itself. Video games allow us to live the lives of our favorite myths. My name is BlueCrew86, host of Focus Fire Chat, and I want to invite you to explore our modern-day myths with us. Join with us as we explore the stories, the mythologies of the Destiny franchise, as well as other games. Let's explore together.
There's so many, for that matter, the Battle of Red Mountain period where the Tribunal gains power. We've never seen that. That would make an amazing movie.
I think anything like that,
the death of Maribars.
Yeah, that would be incredible.
Yeah, anything like that is going to have to be some sort of animated thing. There's just too much fantasy involved.
Exactly.
If you were to do something though that was a like live action human beings, it would have to be focused enough on humans for an audience to feel connected to the main characters. Like even something like Guardians of the Galaxy has enough humans in it, or human looking people, right? They might just have paint on them, but they still look human, you know, to balance out the tree and the raccoon guy, you know, like.
Well, the interesting thing to that point would be the Dunmer wouldn't be Dunmer at this point.
Right, they'd be Kymer, but they'd still be very elven. They'd still look not human.
Against dwarves who, again, aren't stereotypical dwarves in this series.
Right.
They're just, you know, less mer-like people. But again, you'd have the ability, I think, to ground it so that it's like, okay, luckily they're not crazy, crazy high fantasy elves in this. It's like they've got the little pointy to the ears and whatnot.
Yeah.
But it's like, I feel like they could downplay some of the elven stuff and have a conflict like that not be totally off the rails. But to your point, they could also deal with one of the other stories that maybe is a bit more human involved, like one of the mannish races as well,
sure,
as opposed to something totally off the rails like, oh, by the way, here's the history of the tribunal for Morrowind,
right?
And if anybody looks up Morrowind, they're gonna be like, what is happening in this world?
right we have no idea what's going on. So here's another thought though. If you were to do a movie, you would need a main character that is approachable. Like the reason why The Witcher works on Netflix is because Geralt is an interesting human-ish character, right? Like he is heroic, he's troubled, he's like he has a good story, he has motivation, his motivations change. Like you have all of that bundled into one character. Somebody like the Nerevar, I don't know that we know enough to, like, you'd have to add more stuff. So I feel like, yeah, if we were to do a really good focused Elder Scrolls movie, we would want to focus in on at least determining who that main character is and why are they interesting enough to build an entire movie around them. Does that make sense?
Or we just cast them as Henry Cavill and everybody watches it anyways.
Right. But in order to write a story, you would need to have something. Brib, yeah. Is this connecting to where you're going to go?
All of this is, I feel like, leading up to my climax idea.
All right.
Which is, I think that I would love to see a story, and this reminds me a lot of kind of like Lord of the Rings a little bit, but where the main character is Frendar Hunding and his son, Divad. And the story was about the civil war in Yakuta and then them coming over
the cataclysm that, like, that sunk the continent and them having to leave. And then getting to Tamriel, and then that opens up the other stories.
They fight the Dwemer, they fight the giant goblins, and Frandar would be Idris Elba, and Divad would be Divad, his son would be Donald Glover.
Oh my god, that would be awesome.
I'm on board with this too.
That would be great.
I'm super on board with this too.
I want to see this movie, which it'll never be created, but I'm getting so excited about it.
No, that's a great idea. That's a really great idea because we know enough about Frandar Hunding to know that he, like, was a varied and interesting character. Plus he's a badass with sword singing and all that crap. And like, you could put sword singing in a freaking Hollywood movie with, you know, the CG effects, anything that you needed to do right now, and make it look amazing. You could have some really, like, you could have like Jedi level sword battles, right? Like, make it super cool. You could have like the internal conflict between the Yakudans lead to the destruction of the island, and the climax of the movie would be them like gathering in just the rest of the people in order to leave and then barely getting out. And then you could have the big cliffhanger at the end, them coming up on the shores of Tamriel and being like, okay, this is our new home. And then, like, you know, a bunch of elves or whatever, like with a bunch of arrows drawn ready to shoot them, and they go, oh crap. Like, and then that's where it ends, and then it's like, okay, what happens next, you know? And then of course,
right,
it, you know, it picks up from there, and then now we're in a very early phase of Tamriel, and we're starting to understand who we're understanding who the other races are and what they are, you know, what's going on in the world. I totally see that.
What about a story of Mike the Liar as he goes through all the as he travels Tamriel as weird immortal being.
I want little Mike the Liar clips. You know how in WandaVision there's those little commercials that happen, like, in the middle of the episode? I want Mike the Liar commercials in the middle of whatever show we're watching.
Oh, that would be a TV Ryan screen.
I saw recently in Skyrim, so.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds as Mike the Liar. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I did think of a better actor for a Dragonborn, though. And it would have to be, what's his name? Thor.
Oh, yeah. Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth. I feel like he could do a better job there.
Yeah, but then he would definitely be Nord, not Imperial.
Yeah, he would get default to Nord.
With, like, it was his shorter hair. Now he could feel like he'd go either way.
Yeah, Imperials are kind of vague as a race in their description.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, so Brib, I think this is a really cool idea. This is a really, I hadn't even thought about that perspective, the Akudans and the Red Guard side of it.
Yeah, I love the idea of the...
There's so much rich lore for the games.
Exactly. Like, those... That's so much untapped potential that I think could make a great movie. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't need all the background, because even as fans of it, we'd be seeing the perspective, of getting to watch it as opposed to just hear about it. So we wouldn't be able to so much just be like, oh, well, it wasn't like this in this situation. It's like, well, we didn't actually see it, so this is the first time. Yeah. And it would be a good way to onboard people who have no idea what is happening. Kind of like...
Exactly. It's detached enough from the game. Yeah.
Right. Because that's some of the issues you get into with these things, you know, with The Witcher or Game of Thrones when that was... It took a little while for people to understand, myself included, when I was first shown Game of Thrones. I was like, what is this? I have no idea what's going on. And then it got to the end of episode one. I was like, wow, keeping this PG. I was like, what just happened in all of this? I was like, yo, rewind this movie. And they're like, no, it's a show. I was like, that's warped. What is happening in this? And then I got hooked. So
Right. Well, the other thing is, like, starting with the Akudans, it's very grounded. It would be very grounded in reality. You wouldn't have too much crazy magic and that side of things, right? You would have like sword singing, and you'd have some magical elements, but it wouldn't be like super wacky, like high elves summoning, you know, Daedra and like all that kind of stuff until much later in the series. And then that stuff would start to open up. And then as the viewer, you start to realize how magical the world is, kind of like in Game of Thrones, where it starts out very grounded, and then as it goes on and on and on, eventually you start to realize how magical the world is. Yeah.
And then you hit them with the Scribs and the Telvanni Mushroom Towers and all the weird stuff.
And I was thinking talking about otherworldly, we could, you know, it'd be sweet, an anime on how Meereen's Dagon saved the world from the crab people.
Meereen's Dagon's the hero.
Grounded. Yep, nothing's more grounded than freeing the world of the traitorous dreg.
who would you cast as Meereen's Dagon?
James Woods.
Perfect. But,
I was thinking, I don't know why this kept coming to my mind. Melissa McCarthy is Shea Goreth. I just think that'd be hilarious.
Oh my god! That would be hilarious.
I think that would be really funny.
Oh my god, and she could do the different accents, like when she gets angry, and you know, like, oh man, that would be amazing.
Yeah, just mania all over the place with that.
Who's Jigalag? Who's Jigalag then?
It's her. Geez. It's still her. She's just dressed up.
It's still her, serious. Except just completely flat affect.
Yeah, just like totally serious. Yeah.
Are we ever seen much of Tiber Septim's invasion of, or not invasion, conquering of all of Tamriel?
No,
it's again,
it's all very
stories.
Yeah, there's lots of lore around it, but
yeah,
nothing decisive.
Like a show or something about Tiber Septim, like maybe starting out as a child to getting to a place of power.
That's another one that I feel like you could turn that into like a mini series worth of content, because it's like he's got all the people that he kind of steamrolls, and then he runs into issues in Morrowind, and nobody likes Black Marsh. So like that's just an unconquerable mess. So it's like it wouldn't even all just be him trucking through everything. It might be a good mix of like, yeah, here's some trials and tribulations of this dude, even though history makes him out to be this just unstoppable warlord that nobody could do anything against. And oh, by the way, he's a super benevolent ruler. And it's like you get little bits and pieces from writings that say that's not quite how that works.
Yeah, this is all rose colored glasses.
And he has to get to a position of power too.
Yeah, he wasn't born into the like Numidium and all of that stuff. And it's like that's where you get your mix of, I guess, sort of high fantasy without necessarily being totally off the rails right out the gate.
Yeah, but isn't some of the fun about Tiber Septim the mystery, though? Like, do we want to uncover the mystery there?
Say that. I mean, that's, I guess, another problem with ever dealing more with the Dwemer. you see so little of them concretely, even yeah. with like these memories and stuff like that. I mean, you get the gauge of like, oh, they're not dwarves as in like, you know, Tolkien dwarves or something like that.
Right.
But it's like, you never really bump into them. You see bits and pieces of them. ESO will give you some flashbacks like to memories where you can kind of see like their image type of thing, but not even really them. And then you just have the fat one from Elder Scrolls 3.
His name. The Dwemer is why I started listening to this podcast to begin with.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to know what happened to the dwarves.
Right.
I was like, I want to know what happened.
Yeah, well, nobody knows.
I found Arimathias through you.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Yep.
What Daedric Prince would you want to involve? We have a question in chat. If you guys in chat would like to ask us some questions, feel free. What Daedric Prince would you want to involve? I think some of the ones we mentioned would be fun. Sheogorath would be great. I think it would be really cool to have Meridia. Yeah, that would be cool. I think it'd be really cool to have a mysterious Hermaeus Mora representation somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like in behind the scenes, you know, or, you know, tentacles on the horizon at some point. You know, yep. Something some creepy.
Dark mist at the, you know, it's one of those things. You just have it be like an Easter egg in the show. Every now and then you just see a dark mist in the corner and it's actually Hermaeus Mora doing something. They just never really draw attention to it.
Right. But in a lot of these kinds of shows, they'll actually humanize something like that. So they would have like Hermaeus Mora turn into a person in order to like talk to somebody. And then like disappear, right? And if that was the case, who would you cast as Hermaeus Mora?
I thought of Hermaeus Mora and I literally thought of the Wizard of Oz and how it's like a little dude inside.
I pictured a koosh ball, like those little squishy balls.
Sorry.
Although I can't separate, like that's one, I mean, luckily Mora is kind of an amorphous shape more than a creature type of thing or like anything solid. So that is a situation where I made the joke earlier. However, I refuse to accept other people to ever do the role. Apologies to the person who actually did do the role in ESO. Hopefully he has a job doing something different because Hermaeus Mora always needs to be done by Wes Johnson. There are no exceptions to that rule as far as I'm concerned. That is like, I love the voice of Hermaeus Mora so much.
What if Hermaeus Mora was Bill Murray?
Murray.
Yes. Oh my God.
Or Bobcat Goldstein.
Bobcat Goldthwave.
Gilbert Gottfried
as Hermaeus Mora. Now Gilbert Gottfried needs to be like Clavicus Vile.
That would be really I could actually see that, like, not as a joke.
Yeah, no, he could be Clavicus Vile. Like, he could totally, you know, maybe tone down some of the voice thing, but you know, like
I was for Clavicus Vile, I was thinking
or Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci.
That's Clavicus.
I was thinking more of Tom, not
me.
What's his name? Tom.
Yep, you.
No, the Loki guy for Clavicus Vile.
He would probably make a. I don't know that actor, but I know who you're talking about. That actually, I can see that.
What's his?
I can't think Tom of his name H. either.
Starts with an his last name starts with an A.
Hiddleston.
I feel like Vile and Loki are similar enough characters that you could pull it off well.
Yeah, for sure.
Hmm. Hmm. Yeah, you could have something like that.
Periite.
Danny DeVito. Wayward World Hopper in chat says Danny DeVito for Barbas, but then I was just like, no, that would be good for that too.
Yep. Where's Dave Chaffins when we need a Danny DeVito?
Oh my God. If anybody hasn't listened to the Fallout Hub, we have a hilarious time talking and Dave Chaffins, one of the other co-hosts, does a terrible Danny DeVito impression, but I pretend that it's the best impression I've ever heard.
So Danny DeVito needs to voice Parthenax.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, yeah.
That's the ultimate one, though. The fact that Mario in part, like, you want to talk about range of something. This is all sort of a tangent. You want to talk about range. How do you associate Parthenax with Mario? Like, that is the weirdest.
Yeah. Well, it's just the talent of a voice actor, right? Being able to kind of do different things.
That still blows my mind. It's amazing. Though. And for anybody who doesn't know, that the voice actor of Mario is also Parthenax. So
yeah. Jedi Drew says,
as a grounding to that,
Loki could pull off Manny Marco too. Yeah. I think you're absolutely right. Tom Hiddleston is Manny Marco. Totally.
I could see that.
Totally. Yeah. What about ladies? We haven't talked about too much about the ladies. Like, what about like Nocturnal or
Nocturnal's the Thieves Guild lady, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Think about like creepy, right, mysterious lady.
Girl, Hillary Bonham Clark, is that her name or something?
What's she from?
Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
What? Yeah, I know who you're talking about. She's in the Tim Burton movies.
Yeah, she's in.
Who you mean?
She's also in
Helena Bonham Carter.
Yes, and she's in Inception. Oh no, is that her? Is that her?
I don't know.
What was her last name again? Kung Fu
Carter, I think.
Yeah, there you go, Helena Bonham Carter. Yeah.
Or what about like Meridia?
She'd be Mafala. She'd be Mafala, actually.
Mafala. Right? Oh, there you go.
Since everybody loved... never, go ahead.
I was from what I've seen, since I haven't played ESO, I've only ever played Skyrim. In Skyrim, you don't really see like a physical sort of Meridia. She's the talking ball of light.
Mm-hmm.
There are the statues of her, but it's a statue. So
yeah. I don't. Some of the princes get kind of awkward to try to pick out who's gonna be, because
Kathy Bates
because the other thing too is some of them shift form pretty, I mean some of them have a pretty consistent like look, but when you look at some of them from the different games, they don't all hold a form very consistently either.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be kind of interesting if they would try to match a specific one from the game, or would they try to, you know, do their own spin on it, since so oftentimes, like, you'll get a really different interpretation of them from one game to another, including, like, they might not be the same gender, they might, like, they switch stuff up all the time, so it's, like, it's hard to pinpoint down Daedric princes.
Yeah, I think as long as you match a certain essence of the character, like the personality,
like the vibe that they have,
then it really doesn't matter. In fact, they could change and be different people.
Yeah, for sure.
It could be one of those things where like they show up and, you know, like we as the audience are clued into it by the characters going, oh my god, that's Azura, you know, and now we know that that's Azura, even though it doesn't look like the same actor who played Azura previously. Yeah, that they could totally do that.
But then, like, the Skyrim quest line where you get drunk with, was it Sheogorath?
Oh,
it's the night, remember? Sanguine, yeah.
Yep.
So you can do, like, sort of have them walking around as people sometimes, just. And then
who
you might
play
see
the
them.
Goat you marry.
I'm pretty sure you can get a goat for that.
I don't know many goat actors. Oh man. All right. Well, here's what we're a good ways into the show so far. I think this whole casting thing is pretty fun. Let's take this a step further. If you were to do Elder Scrolls Online, like the main stories of Elder Scrolls Online as a movie, who would you cast? Like who would be like, let's say the main character is you, right? In the story, whatever you're called. I forget the name of it. The Vessage. Yeah, you're the Vessage. And then you have like, words are just falling out of my head. You have the old guy. You have the old guy that's actually Varian. You've got
the Prophet.
The Prophet. You've got, you know, the other characters that you come across that are part of the, you know, the original five group. Like, we already talked about Manny Marco, but what about like, you know, any of the others?
Sai Sahan and Lyris.
Yeah. Lyris, Sai Sahan, and Abner Tharn. Like,
yeah, I'll have to sit this one out. So
that's okay.
Definitely Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood?
The old Crane Eastwood.
Oh my God. As the prophet? Or as no, Abner Tharn? Abner Tharn?
Abner Tharn.
Okay.
My
lord. And we cast people that aren't like actors.
Lotus of Doom as
I was thinking Bernie Sanders as the prophet.
Bernie Sanders as the prophet. Well, you could just get who's the guy that plays Bernie Sanders on Saturday Night Live sometimes?
Larry David.
Larry David. You just get Larry David. It's the same person.
Bernie Sanders, that'd be hilarious.
What about Sai Sahan?
So I was trying to think of who has a really cool, deep voice and would fit that role. And I was thinking Michael Clark Duncan, just because that guy's voice is awesome. And I think Sai Sahan's voice is awesome. So I don't know if that guy's actual voice actor, it is like an actor. But yeah, he needs to be suave and also like super badass, because that's Sai's like one of my favorite characters. So.
Jedi Drew asks,
you know, Washington and it's kind of like that.
All right.
Doesn't have like the deep booming voice yet, but
Jedi Drew in chat says, who plays Caldwell? Clearly, the guy who does his voice. What's his face for Monty Python?
Yeah, it's the dude from Monty Python.
Why can't I think of his name?
John Cleese.
John Cleese clearly plays.
Look, I found one name of an actor.
There you go. Yeah,
I did it. Yeah. Lenny Kravitz for Catwoman.
What? Are you talking about Lenny Kravitz for a different character or for Caldwell?
Nah, I'm actually all in on Lenny Kravitz for Caldwell.
Buddy Destiny says no, no.
No, I you know what? Lenny Kravitz
is supposed to be precise, Han.
Yep. Unintentional, I'm still in on Lenny Kravitz.
You know who would be great as Lyris is the really tall lady from Game of Thrones who played I can't, we're so many names, I can't, I'm so bad.
Yeah,
Tarth, that's all that matters.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brienne Tarth. Yeah.
She could totally do that. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking when we were talking about the Dragonborn. I was like, there is Emilia Clarke, who actually like is Dragonborn and rides dragons, and
that's true. Like,
feels like it's happened before.
Yeah,
and she could actually pass as human or elf, depending upon how they wanted to.
That's true. Yeah,
dress her up, keep it super neutral. That'd be an interesting Dragonborn. I like that. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it would be cool to have a female Dragonborn. That's true.
Female dragon is the way to go anyways.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I think we've solved all of our problems, guys. I think we've determined
Warner
exactly.
Warner Brothers picked this up for $1 billion. Mm-hmm. We each get one-fifth of that.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Yep.
We've got it all planned out.
I do think the idea of Einar Hunning is a good one. I would love to see that movie.
I love that. And that's, again, to Tom's point, that's a good way of onboarding people. Before you get to the weird stuff, you could have, you know, more grounded in human antics. So.
Yeah. In fact, you could do the 500 Companions in a very similar kind of way with the, you know, the needs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could.
Coming over. In fact, you could have if this was the beginning of a series, you could have an episode, like a long episode, an hour and a half long episode, like long series kind of thing, of like each of their perspectives. Or you could even direct it in a way where you have parallels between the different groups as they come to Tamriel. Right. In fact, you could do three of them. You could do the Aldmer, the Yakudins, and the Needs. Mm-hmm. All dealing with leaving their homes and the tragedies that befall them and the differences in those tragedies, and pan from like one group to the next. And eventually they all end up in Tamriel, and then time moves forward and they all clash and come together in different ways.
That's how Lord of the Rings and Game of Thrones is like it pans storylines throughout the same movie or TV series. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're learning that there are characters, like point of view characters in each setting that are appealing and worth following, and that there are villains in each setting that are, you know, worth fighting against, and then you bring everything together. That could be really neat.
But don't make the time confusing like The Witcher.
Not knowing the story of The Witcher, it took me like 3 episodes to realize that they were jumping around in time.
I found out at the last episode, so.
Okay, oh, no.
Then I feel better. My wife was just.
I watched all the way through, and I was like, oh, yeah, okay, I see. I got it.
Yeah, I had to fill in my wife. I was like, yeah, this one's like 100 years after that last one. She's like, what?
Yeah, that was just it. My wife was the one that kind of actually led me to actually piecing together, because she's like, I don't get it. She's like, how are these things? And I was like, oh, this has to be some weird time thing. And then in the end, it was like, oh, this was a weird time thing.
Okay. And Dandelion doesn't age throughout the show either.
He's only in the most recent portion of the show. Any of the scenes that happen with Dandelion there are only...
No, so Yesgeer is Dandelion, and he's there in most in a lot of the episodes.
Yeah, but the scenes with him in it are only most recent things.
There was like a good five year period.
Yeah, but it's still within the recent time frame. It's not 100 years in the past. Because
five years can change someone too, though.
I guess. This is one of those things they do in Hollywood a lot. Like, it's hard to, like, the difference, like, what is really the difference between somebody who's 22 years old and somebody who's 27 years old? Do they really look that different? Not really. Like, you don't really get wrinkles or gray hair in that period of time. You're kind of done growing, so you don't get bigger. Like, it's, you know, it's one of those things that's just kind of hard to show the difference in time period in that. But yeah, I get what you're saying. We have some more. Angelina Jolie as Nocturnal. That could work. Yeah. Scarlett. I was thinking of Scarlett Johansson just for Nocturnal's dress. Hubba hubba. Yeah. I don't think I've ever said hubba hubba, but I just did.
Congratulations.
Can we get Zach Galifianakis as Perryite?
Okay.
Perfect.
All right, one more before we wrap this up. Who would be Molag Ball?
I feel like he's awful.
Right?
I mean, like a large, broad-shouldered man. I feel like
somebody who looks really good in like horns and like.
What about Dave Bautista? Maybe.
Okay.
There you go. It's a little past his prime because, you know, the movie was like 30 years ago or whatever. But, what's it? He was the devil in Legend, that really awful movie with Tom Cruise when I was a child.
Oh, geez.
What's the name of the, he's Pennywise before the most recent one.
I know who you're talking about. No, he's a very famous actor.
Yeah, he is. He's a really good actor. I'm just picturing that terrible
Tim Curry
thing.
Tim Curry.
Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got to be like 90 now, so that's probably not a good casting thing for anything relevant. But I'm just saying, he made a really impressive looking devil.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's great. He's great in like everything.
Conan Stevens. He was one of the actors that played Mountain in Game of Thrones.
He was the first one.
7 feet.
Yeah. Or no, he was the second mountain guy. He's the bodybuilder guy. Yeah,
he's huge and he's scary looking. It would be a good Molag Ball.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. When you said Conan, I thought Conan O'Brien, but I don't know that he would be a good Molag Ball.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, this has been super fun. Why don't we go around the group and you guys can share any way people can get a hold of you or anything cool you're doing that you want to share about. Let's go back through, starting with Sea Chaser. How can people get a hold of you? And are you doing anything cool you want to talk about?
Yeah, I guess I'm on TikTok. You can find me there.
As Sea Chaser?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
I don't remember. I think it's cchaser.ak.
Okay.
And
Yeah, I don't really have much going for me. It's kind of boring over here. So.
Well, I hope that improves. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Kung Fu?
Well, I guess the only cool thing's been going on in my life since we last chatted was my Twitter and Instagram got verified, so that was cool.
Oh, nice.
I'm so cool now.
You're official.
Your checkmark cool.
Just kidding. Yeah, I got the official checkmark now. Bucket list complete. But no, if people want to get a hold of me, still have an Xbox, still waiting for those, 3060 Ti's to become available, and then I will get on the PC Master Race bandwagon. But yeah, if they want to get a hold of me, join me on Xbox. My gamer tag is KF Kangaroo, space between KF and Kangaroo. So
cool. Yeah, they just released the 3060s today. I don't know if they're available anywhere, but
I checked a few places. Everywhere I checked was sold out. So
yeah. Ugh, it sucks. The whole thing sucks. Yeah. Make more cards and make them only for gamers. NVIDIA.
Or just not robots.
Yeah, right. All right, Brib, what about you?
In less important news, in my day job, I run a financial planning practice, and I was just asked by two Fortune 200 companies to come speak about a new brand that I'm launching. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, what's the brand? What is it?
It's a financial planning brand. So we haven't launched it yet, but we're launching it in April. Me and a colleague.
Nice.
I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah. Congrats.
Yeah. Thank you. And then, but in more important news, I finally created my second tune in ESO, and I used her to help Bob become emperor.
So, oh, nice. Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah,
it was actually funny. I was watching that stream, and it was funny. Just from talking to you here, I was like, "Wait a minute! I recognize more than the normal voices I hear on Bob's stream." It's like I swear that's Brim, and it was. You were sieging the gate, and I briefly said that. Okay, I guess the DC can finally do something, just so you guys can crown.
It makes you feel better. Yeah, it makes you feel better. We spent probably 15 hours total trying to get past a group of red who, like, they just imped three people, and then they all mm-hmm. leveled out, and that's the only way I think Bob got emperor. Maybe I mean, if he's I'm sure he would disagree with me, but they were really tough to beat. So
yep.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to Bob. That's either way, that's still an accomplishment, and I'm sure he appreciated your help.
Shout out to Bob.
Yep. Shout out to Bob. All right, dude. Lotus, what do you have going on?
Not too much. Streaming when I get the chance, still slogging my way through Elder Scrolls Legend Battle Spire. That game is somehow worse than my experience with Arena, which was super rough. I think it took me 8.5 hours to beat the first floor. Jeez. And I don't know what the hell I'm doing in that game. It's terrible, but people say it's funny to watch because I don't know what I'm doing. They hide main quest objectives behind hidden walls, which just seems unfair and in bad taste to me, but what are you going to do? That's me if I'm streaming. Otherwise, I'm here or over at our other show, Tales of Tamriel, which we hopefully will be recording on Saturday, I think. But yeah, cool. Not too much on my end other than that.
Cool. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's been a little while, hasn't it? Since you guys have done.
We had to skip last week. It's kind of slow news anyways, but we had a few mix ups scheduling wise and a few things with people, IRL that were less beneficial than, we could kind of hope. So for the sake of everybody's sanity and, dealing with some less than fortunate things in real life, one of those things was like, all right, we're gonna take a hiatus week since it's slow anyways, and we'll come back next time.
Sure. Yeah, sometimes it's good to just take a week off. Well, yep. Cool, man. Well, I'll be looking forward to that. And I've got all my normal stuff, robotsradio.net for all the shows on the network, and the Robots Radio Rocket Club is awesome. We've got 8 new podcasters. I'm helping launch their new shows. Just so many fun things. If you're interested in doing something like that, then check out the website for the Robots Radio Rocket Club, link at the top, and I can help you launch your own show. So that's a lot of what I've been doing lately. But yeah, we'll be back next week with, I guess, man, March already. We'll be back here starting off a new month, talking about some new things. And until then, everybody stay safe out there. And thank you again for joining us, patrons, and everyone else who's a patron of the show, whether you're not able to join us this week, or if you're just one of the other tiers, thank you so much for your support. You guys are very, very appreciated. Thank you for staying with us and helping to support the show. And we'll talk to you all again next week. See you guys later. Have a good one.
Bye, everybody.
The sky's a mock.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
There we go.
Thanks for listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. If you have something you'd like to contribute to the show, please reach out to us at elderscrollslorecast@gmail.com or on Twitter at @ESOLorecast. I really appreciate you listening, and I'd love to hear from you soon.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.
Hey.
Hi.
Do you enjoy being optimistic about bad movies?
Or do you enjoy at least trying to figure out where someone worked really hard on a bad movie?
Well, we've got the podcast for you. New to Robots Radio, we represent Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast.
Each week, we look at two movies that did really badly critically, but we try to find the good in them.
And we have segments such as What Could Have Saved It? And Would You Watch It Again?
If you're there on a Saturday night, you want to watch a bad movie, but you're not sure if it's like good bad or bad bad, or if you should even bother, give us a listen.
You can find us on Robots Radio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever else you listen to podcasts.
Please come and say hi. We love you already.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Ahoy there, ye landlubbers. Avast. My name is Captain Logan, and I'll be your guide out on the Sea of Thieves. If you love the idea of stealing treasure, cutting down cursed skeletons, fighting off krakens, and raiding forts filled to the brim with shinies, then Sea of Thieves is the game for you. Join me each week as I dive into the news and bring back the nuggets of information that any sailor worth their weight in salt would desire. You don't have to be a pirate legend to gain access to my podcast. Just search for Keelhauled, a Sea of Thieves podcast in your podcast app of choice, or head over to robotsradio.net or captainlogan.podbeam.com and get ready to set sail for adventure. Arrgh.